Welcome to Abe's Front Porch Talk. I hope you guys are doing great. I've got some wonderful news for you guys. First of all, I want to tell you, Abe's Front Porch Talk will be going into Season 3 sometimes in September. I don't know what day I will start Season 3, but I know that will be the third season for this podcast. Also, when I typed in the Google search bar, Abe's Front Porch Talk, when I typed that in, to my surprise, it pulled up all my platforms, which I knew it would pull all the platforms I'm on. So I screenshot the picture, and I believe it was iTunes. And I shared this to Instagram and Twitter and to TikTok. I shared this picture. Apparently, on one of those platforms, I have been ranked globally in the top 10% on one of those platforms. And I was happy. And I believe it came from iTunes. So, you know, I'm very thrilled of that. And I took this picture and I sent it to some of my close friends as well. And we're all just amazed about this. So, you know, I was even thinking about giving up. I actually thought about stop doing the podcast, the YouTube channel, because I didn't think nobody really was listening, and I just didn't think anybody was watching the YouTube videos. So, when I saw that, that actually gave me hope to move forward and carry on and keep doing this. Also, for Season 3 of this podcast, I have some plans. I don't know if I can keep those plans because every time I decide I want to do something with this podcast, it never works out. And I really would like for this to work out this time. But who knows? Maybe it will. But my plans are, now, this is just plans. I haven't figured out if I'm actually going to do this whole thing for Season 3. I'm got to start working on this. But my plans are I want to try to do murder mysteries. I've talked with a good friend of mine, and he goes to theme parks. Him and his family travels to Florida to theme parks there. He's been to Vegas and other places, and he knows a lot about theme parks. So we're going to try to set a day during the week and meet up and let him talk about theme parks and activities you can do, and it's going to be really great. And he said he'll start working on some content for it now. So those of you who are interested in the theme parks, stay in touch with Abe's Front Porch Talk. And maybe you can learn something from my friend. I've never been to a theme park. I'm 38 years old, never been to a theme park, okay? Well, I take that back. I've been to one in my life, and that was in Nashville when it was the Grand, when it was Opryland. Opryland, when it was big. That's the only one I've been to. But I was a little child then. But those are some of the plans I have for Season 3. And maybe we all stay in contact and just stay listening to this. And don't forget to leave comments. Don't forget to subscribe or follow whatever the button says on the platform you use. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel as well. And I'm going to take a break here. Then we will get started on tonight's podcast. Hello, thank you for that break there. Now, tonight's podcast is going to be very serious. And this is not nothing I want to argue with anybody about. I don't want no controversy over it. I'm having to do basically how I felt God has given me a message to bring. And I've got to bring this message out to you guys. And I've learned of this message last Friday night, maybe early Friday morning, because it was after the midnight hours. And the message tonight is called "The Death Angel is Upon Us." Last Friday night, like I just said, or, you know, after the midnight hours, I was watching TV, and this feeling came over me. And I explained before in one of my podcasts about these feelings I can get. And there are spiritual feelings. And those feelings, you know when they're of God and when He's dealing with you and speaking to you. And this feeling just come across me and said, "The death angel is upon us." Or "the death angel is upon this earth. And it is going to bring major destruction with it." You can already see what it is doing now. The earthquakes, the volcanoes, the flooding. Look what's happened in Afghanistan with the Taliban. Now, the death angel is going to bring more destruction upon us on this earth than people has ever seen. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. This is a very important message. A lot of you may turn a deaf ear to this, but that's okay too. You may not even want to hear your children hear this message, but that's okay. You can cause your child to stumble before God, but that will be the blood upon your hands. Because what I've got to say tonight, children needs to hear this too. See, at one time I used to think when a child died, even at the age of 10 or 12 years old, that the child automatically went to heaven. And God spoke to me a couple of years ago, said, "No, that is not true." Because at the age of 10 to 12 years old, they know not to steal. They know not to gossip and bully people around if the parents are raising them right. If the preachers and the teachers of my house are teaching the truth and bringing the truth, they know not to do these things. And if they do it after being taught these things and they die, they will have to face me just like an adult will. Children used to run nations. Read the Bible when I used a child at the age of 10 or 12 years old to do my work for me. And then you want to teach these children how to lie. This is very serious, folks. I even thought one time in my life, I thought that even teenagers that are 15 and 16 years old, they're just innocent. They don't really realize what they're doing by bullying people when they get that age, wanting to bully others in school or wanting to get out here and experience around with life and experience drugs and all kinds of other things that goes on that teenagers do. And the Lord told me, "You're wrong, Abe. You're wrong." Teenagers stand before me, and I've sent teenagers to hell because either they have not received me in their life, or they knew not to steal. Teenagers can commit murder too. And they know not to kill. When you hit the age of accountability, you know not to do it. This is a harsh message. A lot of you parents don't want to teach your children about death, and you say it's too negative, but God says, I am bringing death upon the young to the old. Y'all, a lot of young children are going to die this year. A lot of adults will perish too. This death angel is not playing with nobody. God said, I destroyed people from the young to the old in the days of time, from Genesis to Revelations. I have scripture written down from Exodus chapter 12, verse 7 and 12 is the two scriptures I took because that's what God told me to talk about. Remember in the days of Joshua when he had to put the blood up on the houses, up on the posts, and if you did not have this blood up on your homes, you died. But if you had the blood, the death angel passed you by. God would not smite you. To those of you parents who thinks it's so negative to teach their children about death and the afterlife, God says that's where they're going to spend eternity. Why is it so negative to teach them about death? They need to know. Because after you leave this earth, you're not coming back. But you will be in the afterlife. And however you choose your home, whether it's heaven or hell, that's not negative. People think it's negative thinking children are in hell. A lot of people don't want to believe the truth anymore that children are in hell. But it is true. If you ever noticed, you hear people say, there was a child and it was an evil child in my house. And they have to call an exorcist in to someone to come in to anoint the home, a priest or a pastor of their church. To come in, to anoint the home, to get this out. That is why there are evil children from the pits of hell. Remember in Sodom and Gomorrah, the young from the old was trying to take the angel. And they all got destroyed. It doesn't matter how young or how old we are. God said he's taking us. And if we don't have this blood, which is the blood of Christ on our homes, in our life, the death angel is going to get us. And many parents has children and the parents are atheists and they're teaching their kids God don't exist. But God says this is going to be the year. The year I will prove myself like I did in the days of Noah, like I did in Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, I am tired of the lies from behind the pulpit of these preachers I have called. I am tired of the teachers I've called to teach my word and they're bringing lies. I'm tired of the churchgoers turning people away because they don't agree with somebody's life that they put labels up on them because they want to judge people by the clothes. I've heard of people going to church and be asked to leave because the leaders did not like the clothes that they were wearing. Because it wasn't a suit and tie. I've heard preachers on TV speak this way, come as a formal dress. If I can't wear my t-shirt and my blue jeans on, I don't need to be in that church anyways because God's not in it. That's how you look. And I promise you right now, as I said under the voice of God, as God speaks and uses me, let me tell you something right now. He's pushing you out. That's why he said, I shut down the churches in 2020 and I will do it again in 2021. But this time I'm bringing death because you lied. You lied to your congregation, said it was a political game. God says, I am thy God. I am Lord. I am the Alpha and the Omega. You tell people they need to read their Bible. He said, I will tell you to read your Bible in the pits of hell for lying to the congregation when you're sinning. You cannot use my house any more, any longer, you churchgoers cannot sit on the pews and say you're Christian and sing, oh, how you love me. And those of you that go to these spirit-filled churches that speaks in tongues and prophesy, did I not say in my word, those who prophesy and cast out demons in my name, I will tell them to depart from me, you worker of iniquity. 2021 is the year for the death angel to come and wipe out the people of my house. I said, I will cast all sickness and diseases upon this earth. And I am proven I am God. You are my creation. You will no longer lie anymore. I'm tired of this, he says. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O Lord. This message has been brewing on me since last Friday. And I've been pushing this off and pushing this off. And I had to come in today, tonight. And I said, I had to do this. Folks, he says he's tired of everything. He's tired of the corruption that's going on in the world. People are lying into politics. People are believing the lies of the politicians. People are twisting the word of God. You cannot add to the word and take away from the word. If you do these things, he will add to and take away from you as well. People that are struggling under addiction problems are feeling like God doesn't love them because that's how the Christian people has made it out to be. Preachers have turned people away saying, well, if you can't just stop that addiction problem, something's more wrong. And God cannot find you worthy or whatever you told somebody. These people quit believing in God or they've gave up on God. They don't even want to pray or read because the way they've been taught how scripture is supposed to be, but that's not what it says. We're supposed to uplift and encourage people. We must come to repentance. But there's one thing about that too. Not everybody's going to be able to repent because God said, I will not always strive with man. You push people away for so long and God's going to push you away. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I heard it once said by a couple of people that says, if you know your neighbor is losing their home and they can't afford to pay their home off, but you've got plenty of money in the bank and you know that you can help them pay their home off from them losing it, and you don't do it, that is sin. And I never really thought about that. But they were telling the truth. They're right. If I have $1,000 and you need a electric bill paid and that electric bill's $500 and I've got $1,000 in my account, I best get you $500 to pay your electric bill. Not say that's not my responsibility, because God said it is your responsibility. If you are my child, it's your responsibility to help and love thy neighbor that you do not know how. God says we have called evil good and good evil. We have made lies into the truth and the truth into lies. We cannot discern which is which. We all believe lies. People tell us things, but is it really true what people are telling us? Many people won't even research the truth. And when they do research the truth, they twist it around into their own thoughts and opinions. And God says, I'm tired of the lies. He says, I'm tired of it. here in Exodus 12, verse 7 and 12. This is Exodus chapter 12, and these are just the two verses, 7 and 12. These are the main points the Lord wanted me to give to you guys. And verse 7 says, "And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the houses, wherein they shall eat it." That's when they had to kill the lamb. And if you want to know more about it, just go to Exodus chapter 12. And this is where God told Joshua and them to kill the lamb. And they were not allowed to eat unleavened bread at the same time. Verse 12 says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord." That is what's happening now. And in these next few months, folks, in these next few months, it's going to be harsh. But God is bringing judgment, His wrath. I did a podcast a while back. Says, "Welcome to the wrath of God." People don't want to believe this coronavirus is a plague of God. But it is. And this is the year you will know this is a plague. It's not man-made. God says, "I put this virus. This is a plague. I'm tired. I've sent the death angel." And the death angel, and if you don't have the blood like they did in Joshua's days when they put it up on the houses, like I've already said, you're gone. I don't care who you are, how big of a name, how much money, none of that matters to God. None of that matters. I don't care if you're just a little child, because He said He takes the firstborn. If it was a baby back in the days, and that was the firstborn child, just a baby, He took the life. Scripture. Get ready and get prepared for this. I've heard some ministers say by the end of this year of 2021 that they said that the atheists will come to know God is real. Everything that's happening is in the plans of God, because He's bringing His wrath upon us, His judgment. His vengeance is upon us now, and there's nothing we cannot do. Remember, He told Jeremiah not to pray for the city. Folks, all I can say is to learn to know God and repent. And learn how to live a better life. And learn that if you teach your child about death, it's not negative. Nothing negative. We want to say it's negative, but the reality is it's not. Because you got to get your home. You're just here for a certain time. I did a podcast called "Man is to Take Care of the Earth." We're not supposed to walk. We're not supposed to work in these manufacturing plants. That's not why God created man. He created man to plow the ground. Yes, He's blessed us with good stuff, but we took advantage of it. He's tired of the greed. He's tired of us turning away from people, the lame, the poor. He's tired of us overlooking the needy. We can't overlook people and expect God to bless us and say those things are not our responsibility. Whatever someone's going through, God says, if you're My child, it is your responsibility. And if that's how you feel, remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus. I can't stress that enough. I told you before, we're living in the days of the rich man and Lazarus. And let me tell you this, the rich shall become poor and the poor shall become rich. The first shall be last and the last shall be first now. And God's going to prove it. Where do you stand with God? Where do you stand is what you need to be asking. This is all I have. Thank you for listening to Abe's Front Porch Talk. Don't forget to subscribe or hit the follow button. Please share out with others, family, and friends. Thank you so much.